is Thursday, September 8th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for listening to this program and to RBN, for people who can handle the truth and hopefully are able to distinguish misinformation and disinformation from historical reality when they hear it, even in the alternative media. Misinformation is a result of ignorance, while disinformation is deliberate deception. Welcome to any new listeners and to our regular listeners. If you wish to see information on past or future guests for this program, go to Spingola.com. To listen to any previous programs on RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org. Subscribe to the archives for only $1.33 per month. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. But please wait until we open the phone lines. About a year ago, I wrote an article called By Way of Deception, We Shall Do War. And I'm going to present some excerpts from that article that are obviously relevant to 9/11. The wealthy elites control both sides of opposing issues, the two major political parties, the administration, the court system, and the mainstream media, in order to alter and control cultural circumstances decades in advance. They infiltrate existing organizations, dominate secret societies, tax-exempt foundations, and non-government agencies like the Council on Foreign Relations. They staff and control the CIA, the Defense Department, the Department of Education, the FDA, the FCC, the FAA, and other alphabet bureaucracies. The elites dictate labor via the unions and their positions on multiple corporate boards. They have and control curricula, educational institutions like Harvard, Yale, which is for business or infamous, or Skull and Bones, and Columbia University and others. They control the health and longevity of the nation's population through the pharmaceutical industry, the AMA, deadly GM foods, and toxic chemicals, all driven by the abolition of independent farmers and ranchers, replaced by corporate farms and ranches where they slaughter animals in the most inhumane manner. They own the majority of all the entertainment and media outlets, such as the newspapers, television, and radio stations, publishing companies, music and film studios, and billboard advertising companies. Apparently, we have a bad connection, and I'm not certain why. Maybe it's okay. Apparently, it just got fixed. So hopefully, the listeners did hear what I said. Okay, so they own the majority of all the entertainment and media outlets, such as the newspapers, television, radio stations, publishing companies, music and film studios, and billboard advertising companies. They own the Federal Reserve, control the major banks, and thus control credit and commerce and extract usury through taxation funneled through a private corporation, the IRS. They created, funded, and managed all Marxist, communist, movements and monopoly capitalism, devised to channel resources from the middle class upwards into their hands. In 1891, Cecil John Rhodes, initially funded by Rothschild, financed what later became the Pilgrim Society. In 1897, the bankers targeted Russia, Germany, China, and the U.S. for destruction. In 1897, Assistant Secretary of the Navy Theodore Roosevelt and Senator Henry Cabot Lodge, backed by J.P. Morgan and other bankers, began promoting warfare and U.S. supremacy. We will be right back in 3 minutes. Please stay tuned.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back.
Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not...
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Welcome back, friends. We were talking about some of the things that happened in 1897. And in 1897, revolutionaries founded the Bolsheviks in Russia, which then included Lithuania, Latvia, Belarus, Ukraine, and most of what is now known as Poland. Jewish reformers engaged in terrorist activities on a huge scale in those areas. Also in 1897, people organized the Zionist Organization of America, and they had their first conference in Basel, Switzerland. Internationalists inculcated the minds of thousands of eager students. Marxist and internationalists infiltrated religious seminaries, including the Union Theological Seminary here in this country. Skull and Bones, an alleged branch of the Illuminati, used seminaries to socialize the churches, alter, and even militarize Christianity. Jacob H. Schiff, Paul Warburg, and other bankers influenced Congress to pass the Federal Reserve Act on December 23, 1913. Thereafter, the B'nai B'rith created the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, in October. Actually, they did it before. In October 1913, to minimize predictable criticism of the Federal Reserve and to cut the crime to all the immigrants from Central Europe. And there were a lot of them. Many of them left after the programs in Russia. So since then, the bankers manipulate or manufacture panics, withdraw credit, and in the process confiscate the citizens' resources and personal property through phony bailouts, sanctions, Stalin and maneuvered Woodrow Wilson into World War I following the provoked attack on the Lusitania, and other events. Okay, we are having some real difficulty. We may go so I'm not sure how all the listeners are, but the connection. We are having some problems with the connection today. Anyway, let's see how it works out here. Okay, Winston Churchill, a Rothschild minion, referred to the Americans traveling in the ill-fated Lusitania as live bait, a tactic for involving the U.S. in World War I, which started the flow of money from the pockets of the U.S. citizens into the vaults of Rothschild and his fellow bankers. Before that, they successfully used the live bait tactic with the deaths of American sailors aboard the USS Maine. Shortly thereafter, the bankers' political puppets ordered the military to invade the resource-rich Philippines. Meanwhile, the media vilified and dehumanized the innocent Filipinos so that the invaders could rationalize killing them. The survivors functioned as cheap labor to extract the resources, while the U.S. government seized land to build military bases to manage the population and protect those resources. To legitimize the propaganda for World War I, Walter Lippmann persuaded President Wilson to create the Official Committee on Public Information. This was the CPI. On April 13, 1917, Wilson appointed newspaper publisher George Creel as chairman. Creel commissioned the nation's artists to produce paintings, posters, and cartoons to promote the war. With the expert help of Edward Bernays, the father of public relations and a nephew of Sigmund Freud, the CPI manufactured the most atrocious hate propaganda against the Germans. Bernays manipulated public opinion through crowd psychology, his uncle Sigmund's specialty. Creel had a staff of persuasive wordsmiths, journalists, writers, intellectuals, and many advertisers, who later admitted that they were willing to lie, use emotional appeal, and enemy demonization to generate hate and fear to elicit support for the war. Internationalists created the CFR, the counterpart to Britain's Royal Institute of International Affairs, during the Paris Peace Talks in 1919, where Edward M. House and his advisors, Herbert Hoover, a Rothschild asset, and Thomas W. Lamont, were among the 21 U.S. attendees, including 12 scholars from Harvard, Yale, and Columbia. J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, Bernard Baruch, Otto Kahn, Jacob H. Schiff, and Paul Warburg helped finance the CFR. With continued funding from the bankers, it directed the government's foreign policies up to this day. In anticipation of entering World War II, on July 11, 1941, President Roosevelt created the Office of Coordinator of the COI and appointed William J. Donovan, a millionaire Wall Street lawyer, as its head. Communist apologists Eleanor Roosevelt, Wendell Willkie, George Field, Dorothy Thompson, Herbert Bayard Swope, and prominent journalists, academics, trade unionists, theologians, and public officials founded Freedom House, a CFR front, in October 1941, prior to Pearl Harbor. FDR encouraged the group's covert propaganda activities as he hoped it would persuade U.S. citizens to accept entry into World War II. Now, keep in mind that this was before the event, before Pearl Harbor. Always, always, people, there is an agency, a group of people installed prior to any event so that they can cover the event, produce propaganda for the event, or to counter the skeptics when they question the government's version of that event. The U.S. embargoed military response. Churchill and Roosevelt, whose governments had broken the Japanese communication codes, monitored the entire progress of Japan's military expedition from Japan to Pearl Harbor, where they killed 2,402 people. Unwary military personnel functioning as live bait on December 7th, 1941. Now, remember, it was Churchill who had this study. He actually commissioned a study to see how Americans would act if Americans were killed in some sort of an event. And he referred to those Americans, what they call as his words. We are still having problems here with our audio. I am so sorry about this. We will try and rectify that. Okay, let's take a commercial. We'll be right back. We'll try and fix this, okay? Okay, Bob. Okay, we're after Japan, on June 13, 1942, after the U.S. entered the war, the COI's propaganda department joined the new Office for Information. And, okay, I guess we're going to a break right now. Okay, be back in three.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All righty, welcome back. I'm sorry that we were having some audio difficulties, but we are back. I'm now on a landline instead of Skype. All righty, so after Japan's retaliatory attack, the media vilified and dehumanized them. On June 13, 1942, after the U.S. entered the war, the COI's propaganda department joined the new Office of War Information, which they then renamed the Office of Strategic Services, the OOS, or the OSS, still under Donovan's direction. The OSS developed worldwide clandestine capability and employed 13,000 men and women. It conducted psychological warfare used to marshal the troops for warfare, including constant repetition of fabricated atrocity stories to prove that the enemy was evil and that the U.S., of course, had to eliminate him. In 1942, the State Department and the CFR members collaborated to set up a new supranational organization to replace the League of Nations based on Wilson's internationalist ideas. Secretary of State Cordell Hull of the CFR asked communist Alger Hiss to assemble a group of 14 other CFR members to draft the United Nations Charter. The UN Charter displaced the U.S. Constitution with little response from the traumatized voters affected by Japan's attack. And, that, you know, we saw the same thing with the Patriot Act and 9/11. U.S. senators accepted the charter without even viewing a copy. No one and nothing authorized the duplicitous senators to bind U.S. citizens without their consent to the conditions of the U.N. Charter. Truman supervised the categorical shift from representative constitutional government to a military dictatorship, facilitated by dropping the deadliest weapon ever devised on Nagasaki and Hiroshima in August 1945, after Japan made several attempts to surrender, beginning in late 1944 and again in January 1945. They actually made about six attempts. Robert Oppenheimer led the Manhattan Project, hence the name. Most of Oppenheimer's friends and associates were Soviet agents. Manhattan appears to be the site of significant and explosive events and issues on every level. Truman suspended OSS operations on October 1, 1945. The government transferred its leaders, trained personnel, and assets into the newly created CIA via the National Security Act on July 26, 1947. Among the transferees to the CIA were four future CIA directors, Alan Dulles, Richard Helms, William Colby, and William Casey. The CIA, created and staffed by the elite, is a worldwide organization to perpetrate covert terrorist activities. It has links to Britain's M16 and to the Israeli Mossad. Psychological warfare is one of the agency's greatest propaganda triumphs. The CIA's activities, per the official government directive, included the following, and I quote, propaganda, economic warfare, preventative direct action, including sabotage, demolition and evacuation measures, subversion against hostile states, including assistance to underground resistance movements, Guerrillas and Refugee Liberation Groups, and support of indigenous anti-communist elements in threatened countries of the free world. Such operations should not include the armed conflict by recognized military forces. Espionage, counter-espionage, and cover and deception for military operations, unquote. So in other words, they do it covertly, not under the military. President Truman and Eisenhower introduced and mobilized propaganda as an official peacetime practice. During peacetime, gun-toting dictators make demands, but democracies use propaganda to persuade citizens to accept ideas, points of view, or policy positions as if the communication were immediately or ultimately their own. Truman established the Psychological Strategy Board as part of the CIA on April 4, 1951, with Gordon Gray, who was a member of the CFR, as the first director. Henry Kissinger, a Harvard professor, was Gray's consultant. The CIA published and disseminated hundreds of books promoting the official Cold War party line. If the CIA paid people to write books promoting the official line following World War II, you can bet that they are doing the same darn thing now with regards to 9/11. In 1948, according to John F. Kennedy, many of Truman's supporters abandoned him because he supported the Morgenthau Plan and other questionable issues. On his whistle-stop campaign train during the presidential race, an avid U.S. Zionist delivered a suitcase containing $2 million in cash, which gave him the financial boost that he needed to win the greatest election upset in U.S. history. Truman believed, because of the reported Holocaust, that Jews deserved a homeland and he deserved the $2 million and the presidency. The British relinquished the problem of the shared Arab-Jewish state to the UN on April 2, 1947, because of Jewish terrorism in Palestine. President Truman instructed the State Department to endorse the UN's partition plan of November 29, 1947. At midnight on May 14, 1948, Israel's provisional government announced the new state of Israel. On that same day, Truman officially recognized the Soviet, the Zionist government in Palestine against the advice of many people. Zionists held only 7% of the land when they proclaimed their state. After Truman's recognition, public relations experts started promoting the phrase Judeo-Christian to help establish America's special relationship with Israel and to establish some sort of commonality between Christians and Jews, when in fact there never had been one. Bernard Baruch first met the like-minded Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1928. Rockefeller and Morgan agents and numerous CFR members backed Eisenhower, a womanizing scoundrel, in the presidential election of 1952. After his nomination, he told the president of the United Synagogue of America, and I quote, "The Jewish people could not have been a better, a better friend than me. I grew up believing that Jews were the chosen people and that they gave us the high ethical and moral principles of our civilization," unquote. Eisenhower had accommodated the OSS, now called CIA, in their covert assassination of General George S. Patton, who opposed the Morgenthau Plan and Eisenhower's 200 death camps, that was going to reveal Eisenhower's close collaboration with the Soviets. Eisenhower halted the U.S. troops in order to allow the Soviets to liberate Berlin. Ilya Ehrenberg, the head of Soviet propaganda, directed the Soviet troops to ravage and rape the German women. Between 50,000 and as many as 100,000 females of every age were savagely raped. Some they tortured and killed. Okay, we are going to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
All righty, we are back. The CIA has always recruited their leaders from the elite class, businessmen, credible journalists, Ivy League scholars, charismatic women, and Wall Street lawyers and bankers. Irving Kristol, Paul Weyrich, William Simon, Richard Mellon Scaife, Frank Shakespeare, and William F. Buckley, Jr. all had CIA connections. By June 1953, the U.S. government had given Israel $293 million with an additional $200 million as export-import bank loans. The New York Herald Tribune on March 12, 1953, reported that in the first 5 years of Israel's existence, including gifts, the total amounted to about, $1 trillion. This was in addition to the money they extracted from Germany in phony reparations payments for those who survived the Holocaust, whether they did it in Beverly Hills or Berlin. The Allies didn't bomb the Jewish hospital in Berlin, one of the few buildings that survived the onslaught. The patients there had plenty to eat during the whole war and survived it. Beginning in 1953, Irving Kristol, the godfather of neoconservatism and a former Trotskyite, and remember that Trotskyites were opposed to Stalin's focus on Russia in preference of a worldwide system, whereas Stalin wanted to focus just on a national communist country, the people who followed Trotsky wanted the whole world. And Kristol co-edited the magazine Encounter, published in London, and financed by the CIA. It was the voice of the CIA-funded Congress for Cultural Freedom and regularly promoted Fabian Socialism and the Labor Party. The American Socialist Society owned the Rand School for Social Science, whose director was George Field. Former trustees and or researchers for Rand include Donald Rumsfeld from 1977 to 2001, Condoleezza Rice from 1991 to 1997, Frances Fukuyama from 1979 to 1980, and again from 1983 to 1989, and Zalmay Calzad. Rumsfeld was chairman of the Rand Corporation from 1981 to 1986. Now, the function of Rand is that they invented the theories that led two administrations to military escalation against North Vietnam. Calzad was a signatory for the Project for a New American Century's Statement of Principles. In 1954, Secretary of State John Foster Dulles ordered the CIA's, and I'm just going to go over some of what the CIA did in Vietnam. He ordered the CIA's Saigon military mission to engage in guerrilla warfare operations in Vietnam. Dulles told these agent provocateurs to, and I quote, raise hell. They blamed the turmoil on the local citizens, now referred to as the insurgency. Now, as I'm going through this, I want you to apply what has been going on in the Middle East. And see, they don't change the tactic. They use the same tactic in the Middle East as they did in Vietnam. So they blame it on the local insurgency. Eisenhower and the CIA director Alan Dulles assigned Edward Lansdale and his CIA cohort Lucien Conine to engage in unconventional warfare in Vietnam, where they created the Vietnam Military Assistance Advisory Group. In June 1954, the SMM established a campaign for undercover military and psychological warfare. With unlimited taxpayer dollars, they engaged in political, psychological, and terrorist activities against the native population in the northern region. They polluted petroleum supplies, sabotaged the railroad, tried to destroy the largest printing business in the north, bombed the post offices, and distributed millions of propaganda leaflets to incite fear, and circulated vast amounts of counterfeit money to create inflation. Gosh, this same thing they're doing here. Just in different under different mediums. When the Tonkinese villagers, mostly Catholic, were sufficiently frightened and intimidated, the CIA offered to transport them from the north to the south. The CIA manipulated the Catholic hierarchy, who then urged thousands of Catholics to evacuate. They told those who resisted that the U.S. was going to use the atomic bomb on them if they didn't leave, or if a civil war erupted between the North and the South. Tens of thousands of terrorized citizens fled on foot. The CIA transported the remainder via their civil air transport airline. And U.S. Navy ships, at a cost of about $100 million, thanks to the same American taxpayers, the Catholics were moved into a predominantly Buddhist population, which intentionally created religious, civil, and economic strife. And you see, population relocations always do that. We see it in this country. We see it in the Middle East. Any time that you have one population, such as Muslims moving into France or Muslims moving into Holland or wherever, you're going to have a difficult situation. The CIA and the Mossad use population relocation in order to provoke civil and religious strife. The deliberate decimation of Mexico's peso in the mid-1990s and Bush's de facto North American Union created an influx of desperate Mexicans into the U.S. in conjunction with the drug cartel's operations. Zionists expelled 750,000 Palestinians from their homeland in 1948, forced another 350,000 to flee Gaza in 1967, and forced yet another 147,000 Syrians from the Golan Heights in order to repopulate the areas without compensation. No compensation, people. In 1954, Israeli agents working undercover planted bombs in several Egyptian buildings, including a U.S. facility. The Israelis were trying to flip U.S. support from Egypt to Israel. Therefore, they planted evidence implicating the Arabs. However, one of the bombs detonated prematurely. The Egyptians captured one of the culprits who revealed the identities of the other members of the Israeli espionage group, some of whom were from Israel and others were local Jews. See, they do go into other countries, assimilate, get jobs, you know, work in the media or whatever, and then they, you know, they hold political offices, become mayor of Chicago or whatever. But that is what they do. They move into other countries, hold dual citizenship, engage in dubious activities while working in government positions and other influential positions in opposition to the best interests of the host country. Remember, they are foreigners. The Israeli media immediately denied all culpability and claimed that it was a scam perpetrated by anti-Semites, a convenient off-used ruse to silence justifiable criticism. However, in a subsequent trial, individuals produced clear-cut evidence that proved Israeli involvement in the bombing. Top Israelis blamed Israel's defense minister, Denis Levon. He resigned, and this is what we refer to as the Levon affair. On December 11, 1955, the Syrians captured five Israeli soldiers who were in the process of installing a wiretapping apparatus. Now, this is in 1955. On the Syrian telephone network, the Israelis' version of the event was that the Syrians abducted the five men to torture them in Syria. The media in the West and in Israel skewed public opinion in favor of Israel. By then, Israel had diverted the flow of the Jordan River at the expense of the area's other inhabitants. On October 1, 1955, the U.S. government, through the CIA, gave Israel the green light to attack Egypt. Now, they did. They altered the flow of the Jordan River. Now, the Jordan River is what supplies all of Israel, just about all of Israel, with water. And so basically, when you fool around with somebody's water supply, you're fooling around with their lives. In October 1960, just prior to the presidential election, John F. Kennedy visited with his good friend Charles Bartlett, a journalist. The previous evening, Kennedy had been the dinner guest of an elite group of wealthy, influential Jews at the New York home of Abraham Feinberg, chairman of the American Bank and Trust Company. Their spokesman told Kennedy that they recognized that his campaign was in financial difficulty. The group then offered significant financial help if Kennedy, as president, would allow them to set the course of Middle East policy over the next 4 years. Bartlett recalled, and I quote, he said if he ever did get to be president, he would push for a law that would subsidize the presidential campaigns out of the U.S. Treasury. He added that whatever the cost of the subsidy, it would insulate future presidential candidates from this kind of pressure and save the country a lot of grief in the long run, unquote. Congressman Paul Finley, who was congressman from 1961 to 1982, inquired further and discovered that Adlai E. Stevenson had a similar experience in 1956. This has been the case since Truman's presidency, which was from 1945 to 1953. Condoleezza Rice once said, and I quote, we have an Israel-centric foreign policy, unquote. Regarding Iraq, Paul Finley said, and I quote, our forces invaded because Israel wanted us to topple Saddam. Two religious communities, one consisting of a combination of secular and ultra-Orthodox Jews, and the other of misguided Christian fundamentalists, control U.S. Middle East policy. Unquote. By 1977, Washington Post journalist Carl Bernstein said that over 400 journalists, distinguished reporters, and foreign correspondents were CIA employees. A high-level source told Bernstein, and I quote, one journalist is worth 20 agents, unquote. Pulitzer Prize winner Arthur Schlesinger, a former OSS agent, transferred to the CIA. The CIA, before 1990, paid college professors to write at least 1,200 propagandistic anti-communist books about places like the Soviet Union, Vietnam, China, Cuba, and the Congo. Columbia University, along with other schools, is a CIA recruiting ground. The communists recruited Whitaker Chambers when he was there. Now, of course, CIA assets write books bashing Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, and Libya. Prior to 1967, Islamic fundamentalism was a relatively small movement. Osama bin Laden, supported by the CIA, headed the Al-Qaeda network. Al-Qaeda, referred to as the database, was part of a CIA operation after the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan on December 24, 1979, part of Columbia professor Zbigniew Brzezinski's plan to destabilize the Soviet Union. Brzezinski, who is a member of the CFR, the founding director of the Trilateral Commission, and a Rockefeller minion with CIA ties as early as 1959, was President Carter's national security advisor between 1977 and 1981. By 1984, the CIA supplied textbooks for Afghan students through USAID, a CIA front group. Dr. Thomas Gutierrez, head of Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska, again, here we bring in the academics, directed this project. He is friends with Zalmay Khalilzad, also a member of the CFR, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan and Iraq in 2003. Khalilzad, an Afghan-born Muslim, was a former advisor to UNICAL and was assistant political science professor at Columbia University, where he worked closely with Brzezinski. They designed a textbook to create a militaristic populist in order to provoke resistance to the Soviets and future enemies. The book's illustrations included tanks, landmines, and missiles, and promoted hatred. The U.S. supplied these incendiary textbooks between 1984 and 1994 under President Reagan, President George H.W. Bush, who was Skull and Bones, and Bill Clinton. At least 6 million people have perished by 1987 as a result of the CIA's covert operations. Not only is the CIA not an intelligence agency, it distorts information and perpetrates misinformation and disinformation to justify its own goals. And this includes those middle-level CIA agents. This wide-range deception has resulted in organized terrorism throughout the world. Using the CIA, the government routinely dismisses or ignores national and international laws under the guise of national security. Interestingly, alarm over Islamic fundamentalism actually occurred at about the same time that Reagan called for the dismantlement of the Berlin Wall, formally concluded on October 3, 1990, followed by the official collapse of the Soviet Union on December 25, 1991. With Soviet communism gone and the Berlin Wall dismantled, the State Department would either be forced to create another enemy or decrease their defense budget to about half of what it had been, which would really cut into the elite profits. You know, all those well-connected companies that the Congress invests in so that they can have a war so the congressmen can get rich and the elite can make good profit. Shortly thereafter, the first Gulf War was devised to purportedly protect the oil resources of the Middle East against the so-called rogue states and nuclear outlaws. Islamic fundamentalists, our latest enemy, replaced communism. Ayman Faisal Abdul Rauf, who is the guy behind the proposed Muslim community center two blocks from Ground Zero, came to the U.S. with his family in 1965. And would it surprise you that he belongs to the Council on Foreign Relations? Well, he does. He was, by 1967, and here's another coincidence, a student at Columbia University, the hotbed of CIA recruitment. I wonder. In 1997, he founded the American Society for Muslim Advancement, the ASMS, a tax-exempt foundation. His mission statement says, and I quote, "We collaborate with other faith-based organizations." We have to go to a break. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, I was talking about the fellow by the name of Faisal Rauf. That's R-A-U-F. He went to Columbia University, the hotbed of the CIA recruitment in 1997, which is kind of a significant year. Keep that year in mind as we go through the rest of this, because a lot of things happened in 1997, but remember that a lot of things happened in 1897. This is significant. Okay, so in 1997, he founded the American Society for Muslim Advancement, the ASMS, a tax-exempt foundation. Its mission statement says, and I quote, "We collaborate with other faith-honoring, faith-based organizations to build relationships of trust through dialogue and education, honoring the diversity of faith, sharing commonalities, and celebrating differences." That's that multiculturalism okay, the unquote. The Rockefeller Brothers, the Carnegie Foundation of New York, Rockefeller Philanthropy, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Global Fund for Women, the Russell Family Foundation, Danny Kaye and Sylvia Fine Foundation, Graham Charitable Foundation, Henry Luce Foundation, Hunt Alternatives, and other elite tax-exempt foundations fund the ASMS. Let's go back to about 20 years. In 1972, Gloria Steinem, CIA agent extraordinaire, Patricia Carbine, Letty Cotton Pogrebin, and Marlo Thomas funded the MS Foundation. Steinem's social engineering activities led to the passing of Roe versus Wade. Pogrebin, and that's P-O-G-R-E-B-I-N, authored In Defense of the Law of Return for The Nation magazine on December 22, 2003, a law passed in Israel on July 5, 1950, which grants any Jew automatic citizenship even if they've never set foot there. Pogrebin, a financial contributor to Obama since 2004, is a member of Americans for Peace Now, the most prominent American Jewish Zionist organization working to achieve a comprehensive political settlement to the Arab-Israeli conflict. Former Harvard professor William Bill Kristol, the son of Irving Kristol, the Trotskyite, was chief of staff to Vice President Dan Quayle under the first Bush regime, founded the Project for a New American Century, PNAC, a tax-exempt foundation, in the spring of 1997, the same year that Ralph founded the ASMS. It is also exactly 100 years since the first Zionist Congress in Basel, where people assert that Theodor Herzl wrote the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, a plan for Zionist global domination. PNAC's objectives are, so similar. They are U.S. global supremacy and a greater Israel. 25 people signed their mission statement, 17 of whom belong to the CFR, whose objectives are a one-world government and military supremacy. Founding members include Elliot Abrams, Gary Bauer, William J. Bennett, Jeb Bush, Richard E. Cheney, Elliot Cohen, Midge Dector, Paula Dobrienski, Stephen Forbes, Aaron Friedberg, Francis Fukuyama, Frank Gaffney, Fred C. Eichel, Donald Kagan, Zalmar Kalizad. Oh, okay, we've got to take our top of the hour 1 minute break, and we'll be right back after our station break.